When the world is sick, can no one be well? But I dreamt we were all beautiful and strong. When the world is sick, can no one be well? But I dreamt we were all beautiful and strong. Can no one be well? But I dreamt we were all beautiful and strong. Can no one be well? Can the world be well?
There's a Wendell Berry quote that's been on my heart lately. I believe that the community, in the fullest sense, a place in all its creatures, is the smallest unit of health, and that to speak of the health of an isolated individual is a contradiction in terms. In times of pandemic, what has always been true becomes much more obvious. The health of our bodies and minds is not separate from the health of our neighbors, or indeed the health of the earth. In biocentric cultures, there's often a person in the village whose job is to maintain the health of the human community's relationship with the natural world. Understanding that if people are not in right relationship with their ecosystem, they cannot remain healthy, this role seeks to renew ties and reestablish balance. It's easy for us humans to take too much from our more than human kin. It's easy for us to forget that the smallest unit of health is a place and all its creatures. For me, this stay-at-home way of living has sometimes felt like a dream, and sometimes like waking up from one. A fatigue has settled in me, a bone-tired grief that feels not disconnected from the land in which I live. As a hospital chaplain, I don my mask and walk into Poudre Valley Hospital in order to accompany people facing great loss. I'm no longer able to touch, to hold hands when I pray. Yet I've never been so aware of my proximity to other people. Though we are physically distanced, we are called to be proximate right now, to be close to our own fragility as human beings. It's a reality I think we have to take in small doses. But we can't afford to distance from the truth of our vulnerability. In the hospital, sometimes all I can do is say, "Wow, this is harder than we could have imagined. I'm going to meet you here in this place, as painful as it is. And we're going to take a leg of this journey together." Sometimes I think I can hear the wind in the trees whispering something similar to me as I walk my daughter down the street to the park. Except we, you know, us humans in our environment, we don't get to part ways. We are in this together all the way through. To paraphrase Reverend Teresa Soto, all of us need all of us to be healthy if we are to flourish. Perhaps we have a collective opportunity right now to be more fully in our little corner of the world and to examine how we relate to the place where we are. We have the opportunity to listen, to seek guidance, to search for a new balance. And some of us will just be trying to make it through the next day, or the next hour, or the next minute. And that's okay. That's understandable. Yet each one of us is connected to this larger story, a story of an ecological system seeking balance in an off-kilter world. When we remember that our community is larger and closer than we have imagined, we can join our lives to this larger song and seek health anew together.
But I dreamt we were all beautiful. Can no one be well? But I dreamt we were all beautiful. Can no one be well? Can the world be well?